And welcome to Dr. Strange Gloves, Strange Tales from the World of the Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. I call it The Walk of Life. Now, I'm no stranger to gyms. I know several of them. Jim Smith, Jimmy Young, Jim Bowen. And indeed, it was one of these gyms that suggested I keep fit. Which is what I did. For about 6 months, I kept a nice young lady called Misfit. She was what you'd call a Russian, as she was always rushing around all over the place, trying to keep my messy old house tidy. She was a stroppy old thing. I used to pay her with porky pies, which angered her even more. She once snapped at me, saying, "I've grown sick of you and your porky pies. I'm going back to Russia." Which is what she did. Anyway, back to the point. See this pencil here? That's the point? Yes, well, anyway, I realized that my ever-expanding waistline was getting just a bit too expanding, and so I decided I would walk it off. 3 hours later, I decided to go for a walk, and indeed, I saw a big sign in the window of the local offie. It said, "Walk for Life." Blimey, I thought, that must be a long walk. I do want to slim a little, but walking for life? I'd be a skeleton by the time that's over. Or maybe that's the point. Make no bones about it, I was going to enter anyway. And enter I did. The off-license, that is, and bought myself a six-pack. I then went to show off my new six-pack at the local slimming club. They were very impressed, and because I shared it around, they all got very, very drunk. Apparently, they had not seen a six-pack like mine since, well, the night previous. But I digress. The day of the great walk had arrived. I arrived bright and early, thanks to an overdose of shiny boot polish, but was told by an attendant with a shrimp's head that I had to get out and leave my car in the car park. I was appalled. Fancy having to walk all the way to the starting line. That was a full 200 yards. But anyway, I started my walk, and walk I did, for about 199 yards, and then, after so much walking, I collapsed. Thump! That was the sound I made when hitting the ground. I never did win that walk race thing either. Well, at least not the walk race 2012. I did, however, discover that by the time I had awoken, it was time for the walk race 2013. Wow! I thought to myself out loud. I'm in the future! I thus decided to check out all the winning national lottery numbers for the last 12 months, just in case I was able to travel back to the present. Which was the past. In the future. But anyway, I scribbled it all down. And then I got out my notepad and decided to make a record of all the winning lottery numbers. You'll be pleased to know that my record, the winning lottery numbers rap, got to number 22 in the charts. This has been Strange Tales with me, Dr. Strange Glove. Till next time.